there is one that is the flesh of the Master Day. And this child incorruptible, perverse from the bowels of the earth, brought forth a knot that cannot be untied, for the time of untying is gone. It cannot be queried out. It is within the rock now, and it shall not be yielded forth. For it is within the rock that wax is strong. It is not eroding. Within this rock, the bowels of the earth, in the perverseness of the creation of the boy, in the foundations of this incorruptible child, lies the knot that ties and bounds the tray together. They are not separable any minder. Not henceforth, nor times past. The tying of this knot and the witness to it. Moog, this child, neither man nor beast, swim not like a fish, nor breathes through a side. It hath not hair as the hair, nor feathers as the feather. It stood aside only for its wholeness, for it was not formed from aside, it was formed from withal, within and without. It encapsulated the entirety of the flesh of the Master, causing forth evermore the passion of the Spirit. Causing forth evermore the foundation of the house of Moog. As Moog hath stood, yet child be he. The hand of the Master was his guide. The caressing of the flesh of the Master was his comfort. And for vision, for knowing and understanding, for causing one to run wild along the beach and insanely through the woods, for causing one to fly off through the clouds even into the end of the earth's sky, causing one to sink down into the depths where the water boils and the rock becomes water itself and the light of the sun echoes from the heart of the earth. What causeth one to do such things, to know such experiences in its flesh, to touch with its own body, to taste within itself that which causeth even the earth to stand? Aye, 'twas much more than merely the destiny of the fulfillment of the Master's flesh. Understand, it is the Spirit that is always willing. It is the Spirit that moved the child with vision, filled the child with its passion, and made the child know to its understanding, causing ever greater the joy, causing ever greater the knowing of the hand that led, causing ever greater the knowing of the arm that held, the touch that caressed, made ever knowing the understanding of the Master there. The child, the child Moog lives yet.